Dick Bender, assistant coach for Clemson men's basketball, joins us right now. Coach Bender, how we doing?
Good. How y'all doing today?
We are doing fantastic. Excited to talk to you a little bit. Let's start first things first. What is your thought on the progression that you guys have had, particularly just for your with your eye in the last three or so weeks? You guys have been out on the floor competing against one another.
Yeah. Well, we're getting there. What I would tell you is, like, we're finding out that this is the first year for us having a kind of like more new players than returning, or more new players that have to get adjusted to each other than returning players. So this is, in this portal era, we've heard from other coaches like, man, these 9-10 new guys all the time, man, this is hard. You know, we never really experienced that because we always had an Ian Sheffler and a Chase Hunter, P.J. Hall, you know, these Hunter Tysons, these 4- and 5-year guys that have been in our program for stability on that. Good to have R.J. back. That helps. And then Dylan and R.J. are kind of like the Lone Rangers that kind of know what we do, how we do it, and the reason behind it. And so, anyhow, that teaching has been challenging, and it's a daily thing, and it's put a but we're seeing progress. We're certainly seeing progress, and guys are getting used to each other, but not only from the standpoint of, like, teaching what we do, how we play, you know, things that are important to us, what winning really requires, how to win, teaching them how to win, what's important in winning, along with lineup combinations and getting guys playing together. So it's been quite challenging. And, you know, I think you see it all over the country, but we're making progress.
Yeah, certainly, it has to be nice. You mentioned RJ. That was going to be my first question, because he doesn't need a name tag around your building. A lot of guys might, but he does not. Not just him as a player, but the personality of RJ Godfrey. I could tell just in a couple conversations that you guys really missed that last year. What's it been like having him in there, and how is he maybe a different player, a different person than when he left for a year?
Well, I think, first of all, his personality is just infectious in terms of his spirit. This guy never has a bad day. He's always smiling, happy, talking to everybody. Just enjoys the inner harmony of a team, being on a team, being part of something bigger than himself. And, you know, he doesn't have to be the alpha. Now, one thing we've encouraged him to do is, like, hey, you need to be more assertive. This is it for you. And what I would tell you is the fact that he's back and he's happier as a person, and part of that's just being at Clemson, being back in our culture, being here in our program, knowing how we play fits him, to a T. And so he's trying to take advantage of that. And he has – the biggest area I've seen from his improvement is he is trying to be more assertive, more demanding of the ball in the low post. Obviously, he's got that – physical body that he can impose his will on people, both on the defense and offensive end around the basket. But he's really doing a better job, I think, of kind of getting the ball moving, driving from the top, just being more assertive as a player, because we need it, and it's time for him to do that in terms of even his own progression of his career. But that kind of mentality and our other post players seeing how aggressive he has been helpful.
You work a lot with the bigs, and so I want to ask you about Nick Davidson, because to the experts out there, so-called experts, he was sort of the prime piece that you guys brought in from the transfer portal. What have you seen from him in terms of his fit on this team and the types of actions that you guys can get him involved in to make him a critical part of what you're doing?
Yeah, well, first of all, the fit has been just great, spot on. We were accurate on that piece of it. He is a tremendous human being. He probably, next to RJ, is probably the most caring, thoughtful, cares about others, just a superb teammate. He's really good that way. So he'll be a kind of guy that, as he gets used to knowing what we do and knowing what to say, I think his leadership will get better throughout the season as he kind of helps the younger guys and the other new guys, because he's a little older, he's a little more seasoned, but he's just a caring, good teammate. So that the fit has been spot on. Now, from a basketball standpoint, I think what we do in terms of kind of like the high-low and dribble handoffs and dribble pitches and kind of that kind of flowing offense is really good for him. The good part about him, he can play kind of like our high low in the middle of the floor, or he can play like five out where we get spread out, because he's a good enough 3-point shooter. He can make people guard him from there, and he's a really good passer. So willing passer, and then his ability to both play inside and out really helps our offense and makes this a good place for him.
Is the Victor Locken comparison, because Victor didn't really shoot it a ton, but he ended up being a good outside shooter by the time he was done here. Is it fair to say that just from the ability to play outside the three-point line, that maybe Davidson is a little further along than maybe a Victor was when he got here?
Similar. Okay. I think it's similar. Yeah, I think it's pretty similar. Maybe a little further along because it's a little more natural for him. But Victor, as we all know, was very good from out there and probably not as good in around the basket. Nick can do some things around the basket, but his versatility of moving around is really good, and Victor was kind of the same way.
I want to ask you a broader offense question because I'm always fascinated. You mentioned all the young pieces you're bringing in. These are not freshmen. They're older college players, so they've run actions and they've talked through concepts, and you got to deal with vocabulary and things like that. Do you have to teach them a little more like a freshman, or can you accelerate sort of the install portion of what you guys are doing because they're older? How do you find that balance with a group?
Yeah, you can accelerate it. You can certainly accelerate it, and I think the biggest thing is learning the terminology and learning. You know, the biggest thing is here that's probably different from where they come from, and I think different from most programs, and it's really a big reason. It's why I love working for Coach Brownell. It's why I think Coach Brownell's the best coach in the country from the standpoint of, like, getting your players to think, because at the end of the day, you can put them in all the situations or scenarios, and you can scout to a T, but other teams have coaches too, so they might adjust, and so you have to adjust with that. And so getting players, putting them in situation, giving them concepts to play out of concepts, but teaching them how to think is really critical. And sometimes with a new team or new guys all to trying to fit together or piece them all together, sometimes that can be, like, in their mind, overwhelming, but it's not. Like, I think we can do more. We can keep doing more, keep feeding our guys more, and we will do that throughout the season. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's why we're hard to play against, because we have a lot of different things that we can do. We can give them a lot of different looks offensively and defensively. We have a base foundation, but we certainly mix up, like, ball screen coverages and things like that, you know, depending on the opponent. And so getting them to think and understand about all the different aspects that go along with that, I think, is really important. And so the older guys, and some of the two-quark basketball has kind of evolved where everybody's pretty much playing the same way, kind of, you know, this five-out basketball, stay spread out, empty to get people away from the basket. I think what's unique a little bit about us is we do have a little bit of more post presence, high-low. We make some of the tougher baskets. We make a point that we're trying to score at the rim in a variety of things that we do. And so I think that's really good. And so at the end of the day, though, so they're pretty accustomed to kind of like what five-out basketball looks like. The terminology might be different, and we're going to take the thinking and the reading to an extra level, you know. So no matter what the defense does, they're ready for it, because there is an option, and you have to teach them that, and they have to learn that. It's not just the same thing every time. It's not like I'm just dribble pitching over here to the wing. Well, if they go under, we might want to twist it, right? Like, just little things like that, where there's always a counter no matter what the defense does.
You know, I'm curious. You're talking about the read and react. One thing that I'm so fascinated by is you've got Chase Thompson in here, who's a true freshman, who is a quarterback. And so, to my mind, that means that guy sees the floor sort of like a guard. Has that been your experience watching him? And does he have a heightened sort of spatial awareness and understanding of where to be and how to get there and how to move the ball?
Yeah, no question, Quark. No question about it. And, you know, you hope that would be the case. And as you're recruiting him, you're like, man, this guy seems to know how to play basketball. He seems to know how to play, you know. You know, maybe it's related to a little bit to, like, okay, I got to read the defense as a quarterback, right? Like, so you're hoping all that. Then when you get him here and you find out that that really probably is the case. You know, he has a really good feel for spacing. He has a good feel where to be on the floor. His passing, his hands are really good. You know, one thing about Ian Shefflin I was worried about that we would miss is, you know, his passing. Ian was a very good passer, especially as a post player. And Chase is that has in that mold. You know, he's still got some things to learn, some reads to figure out. But he's very good at that, and just his ability to move, and then he runs like a deer. You know, he can really run that floor. You know, I just thought in the Presbyterian game, him running the floor early to the rim was putting pressure and, you know, making their defense flatten, and we were getting pitch ahead threes, things of that nature that really helps. But I think there's no question there's a correlation, and his maturity in terms of, like, understanding and IQ and taking something from the whiteboard out to the court is, you know, beyond a freshman, I can tell you that.
Carter Welling is a guy. I just think fans are going to fall in love with him. He had a couple steals, 8 points, eight boards off the bench for you in the exhibition. The headband and the whole thing, he does so much dirty work, or he did at Utah Valley. I mean, what do you foresee? What type of season, what type of impact are you looking for from him?
Well, I think hopefully he's going to keep getting better. We got to remember he missed the summer with his foot surgery, and so he's a little behind on some things, some of it probably more defensively, and the physicality, getting back into the physicality, because he's a big old guy, and he's got weight, and he needs to use his leverage a little bit more. So the combination of him getting back into play and becoming more physical and kind of imposing his will like RJ does, I think that'll come with time. And the other thing he's going to find out quickly is the level's different, you know. And obviously they were a very good team at Utah Valley, NIT team. He had a good season. Obviously that's why when he went to the portal, we had targeted him. And, again, kind of what he can do I think fits here. And he'll keep improving, but he really needs to improve defensively and with his physicality, and I think that'll keep improving. And so some of it now – will be continuing to improve on that while you're adjusting to the level, because it's going to be every day a little bit more physical for him, every day a little bit more demanding for him athletically, every day a little bit more demanding for him moving side to side in pick and roll coverages and things of that nature. So I think he's on an uptrend, and I think he'll just keep getting better. And he'll embrace the coaching and he'll figure it out. But he's a little behind right now just from not having the summer.
Well, and the guy who started at the 4 for you, and we'll wrap it up with this with Dick Bender here on the program talking Clemson men's basketball, is Jake Whalen. And he's the only big that made a 3 in the exhibition, a true big. And so I'm curious. I think his shooting is one of the more attractive traits that fans are looking at. What are the things that you've seen from him that give you guys confidence to throw him out there with the ones?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the versatility. Defensively, he's usually always in the right position. He's a bigger – I think we could play him a little bit like Hunter Tyson at the 3 and kind of be big. We can slide him down to the 4 and now be a little bit smaller where he, you know, it's probably easier for him to get some shots off and see the shots that are a little cleaner. But at the end of the day, him being able to kind of be a good cutter, like he's very fast, so he can run the floor great. And within our offense, when he makes the right cut, he does that with conviction. That's really good. And he's a bigger guy, a bigger target, so you can get him at the basket for some layups, kind of like we did Chase Thompson in the game. But he's just kind of like one of those glue guys, all-around guys. It's going to be a good defender, can guard multiple guys, you know, needs to chip in with some scoring. But, you know, one thing you probably noticed him coming in rebounding. You know, it's funny, like when we moved Hunter Tyson to the 3 his last year here, he rebounded a lot better. Really, he's probably what got him in the NBA because he wasn't down there tussling with the big guys all the time. So, you know, him being a versatile guy that can do a lot of different things, I think that's where his value fits us.
Awesome stuff. Coach Bender, can't thank you enough for joining us. I do want to read this. Texter, and look, I don't know who sent this. 3 guesses who sent this. Says, ask Dick if he misses Lyles Davis running the scout team. So I just want to throw that out there.
Fantastic.
He also said, Coach Bender's the best scout prep in the country. So same mysterious Texter. Just want to pass that along.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coach Bender, hey, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Best of luck moving forward with the season.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, guys. Have fun.
All right, you too. Buddy. All right, that is Dick Bender joining us. Great stuff from him. All right, let's take a break. When we come back,